This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a quick shout-out. If you want to call in at any time, please stick to the narrative, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make the others the measure, not of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, read Acts 4:12. We follow the Christ here, period. The U.S. Constitution rests upon the Bible. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States. I need to take some time and show the American people how this guy was saved. Peter Cartwright was the prophetic individual to point his finger at Andrew Jackson while the rest of the professed Christians were standing by worshiping him. Peter Cartwright told him the truth. At length, Andrew Jackson repented of his sin, Acts 20, verse 21, and before he died, he gave the best that he had to his kids, and he said it was the blood of Jesus Christ.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what constitutes a good Christian American soldier? Webster's 1828 Dictionary. Good, having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities which God's law requires. This is the dictionary. Of course, it's all been revised and watered down now. They removed God. Okay? And what did the Lord say? Psalm 9:16 and 17, that he would turn this nation into hell if you forget me. And what have the American people taken on? They've taken on the revisionists and those that mean to take over their country every step of the way. And that's what's happening today, by the way. But having a good moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities which God's law requires, virtuous, pious, religious, applied to persons and opposed to bad, wicked, evil. What's a Christian? Webster's 1828. A real disciple of Christ. One who believes in the truth of the Christian religion and actually practices what he preaches, right? Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. One who believes in the truth of the Christian religion and studies to follow the example and obey the precepts of Christ. A believer in Christ who is characterized by real piety. Now, I just need to kind of recollect for a moment, if you don't mind, but the other day, while preparing for the radio show, I went upstairs in my home to find my two boys playing army on the bathroom floor. And looking for an opportunity to implant a spiritual lesson, read 1 Corinthians 2:14, I asked, which ones are the good guys and which ones are the bad guys? Read Ezekiel 44:23. Well, my youngest boy said, Dad, I am. My army and my guys are the good guys because I have the American flag. I chuckled a bit and I said, that's not always the case. Today there are a lot of people that call themselves Americans that are corrupt and they don't even know what the flag stands for. Read the Declaration of Independence, my children have. Read the Bill of Rights, my children have. Read the U.S. Constitution, my children have. Bring them to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial and show them the ultimate price paid for their freedoms. They have already witnessed this. They've seen it with their own eyes. Well, in his little voice he replied, that's right. He agreed with me. Well, my other son, looking for the opportunity to promote his army, as the good guy said, Dad, my army, they are the good guys because they have the word of the Lord. And I said the same to him, that there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians and have no idea what the cross stands for. They just know religiously because when they go to church, they see a naked man with long hair, with no blood and very little wounds outside of the five wounds hanging on a cross. That's what they know of the cross of Christ. They don't realize that it actually applies to their life because that was the first thing Jesus said concerning the prerequisite is deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Okay? They think it was just for Jesus to do, but they've forgotten that after the resurrection in the book of John, Jesus actually showed his disciples his hands, the holes in his hands, and the holes in his feet. And as he looked at his disciples, what did he say to them? What does he say to us, Christians? He says, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. So in other words, we have a cross to bear as well. And for those that do bear their cross, they understand the power of God unto salvation. And it's not a lot of fun in the process, but I'll tell you what, this is how Christ is glorified. Because at the end of the day, friends, we understand that it's not about us, but it's about him and his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen? So again, my other son, looking for the opportunity to promote his army, said that he had the good guys because they have the word of the Lord. Folks, you do realize that it tells us that in Scripture, when Jesus looked at his disciples, he said, beware of the leaven, right, of the Herodians. That's government doctrine. He also said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, didn't he? Yep. In other words, beware of their doctrines. Because what they do at length, friends, both parties, both the leaven of the Herodians and the leaven of the Pharisees, what do? They reject the commandments of God by establishing their own commandments, which make void the commandments of God. That's all found in Mark 8:15. So just because somebody declares that they're the good guys, doesn't make it so. As a parable, as a metaphor, what would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law in the place of our U.S. Constitution? Because this is what we're seeing today, right? Again, what would you think of an immigrant coming into America from a country that means to implement foreign law in the place of our U.S. Constitution? Or what would you think of a newly professed Christian that means to implement a counterfeit gospel in the place of the genuine gospel? By the way, Paul continuously warned us of this. Read Galatians 1:8 through 9. Because we see this happening all day long. We hear conservatives talk about other conservatives as great Americans. You know, friends, just a side note, have you taken the time to seek out the fruit of those that have been labeled great Americans? Because folks, in more cases than not, you're going to find out that they're the most corrupt. And yet you've taken on that they're great Americans because some conservative told you so. Case in point, you know how you get those live feeds on your phone? And it's just news sources. It's like the news of the day, and videos will pop up and start playing. Well, I noticed one today, and I know very little about him, but I already kind of knew what to expect, and it was a guy named Mark Levin. And he's put up as well as the others are, okay? They're secularists. They're not Christians. They sit there and feed the narrative that divides the American people just as much as anybody else does. Concerning the conservatives and professed Christians today, they have a political language that doesn't ally itself with the U.S. Constitution or the Word of God, and you hear all day long. I listened to this guy for about 5 minutes, and every single thing he was pointing to Donald Trump as a great president for, I can prove just the exact opposite concerning what he said. What he was telling his listeners were and is, in fact, friends, the very things that were thrown to them from the propagandists through the CIA-controlled media. In other words, he was promoting this president by what the president has said. I can prove what this president has done that runs in stark contrast to what he was telling his listeners as to why he was great. And it's not just Trump. It's so many others. Oliver North comes to mind. Those that believe Barack Hussein Obama's a pretty good guy, Bill Clinton, he's a pretty good guy, and Hillary Clinton. Folks, I can prove to you by the fruit that they have borne, by the very fruit that Jesus told us to judge them by, that they are wicked men, and they are not to be emulated in any sense of the word. And that's a fact. Every highlight that he made on the president today, I can counter with the fruit that this president has bore. And everything that he told his listeners was a bold-faced lie. But he believed what he was telling you. America, when I tell you that you have six corporations worldwide that are setting the narrative, and the CIA controls the media, I'm not telling you because I was one of the reporters. I am telling you by the people from the inside that are telling you who's ruling the roost when it comes to the media. Well, Mark Levin was, guess what? Hook, line, and sinker. He was taking it all in, and he was a fish that was caught and sharing with his listeners the propaganda that the CIA controlled media and the propagandists gave to him. Listen to Glenn Beck for a minute yesterday. He came up on a feed too. I said to my wife, and it angered me, they were talking about the subversiveness of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez. And then they started to attack what Donald Trump said, which, by the way, was true. When he said if they don't like it, then they can leave. But I want to tell you something, folks. They're both actors on both sides. Because at the end of the day, the agenda goes forward. Okay? Glenn Beck continuously toned down the fact that what she was doing was subversive towards American government. And they didn't believe that she needed to be removed from position, nor did they believe that she needed to be deported. Okay, and you can turn that around if you'd like. Put it in order. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now wait a second, subversive to American government, she's attacking the system of government, and the American people are sitting down and rolling over in the face of her crimes against we the people, and we're supposed to just take it as it's some sort of game being played out on a football field or a baseball field, or in this case, a field of politics? Hey, folks, don't forget about the price paid for your freedoms before you settle for this rhetoric. See, they wanted to tone down the talking points. They don't want people out there that actually mean what they say. They want to ostracize them. And if you look at, for example, Glenn Beck, who attacked people that are really out there doing the stuff more than Glenn Beck? He's a plant, friends. And he's also a confused fool in so many different ways. And this isn't me putting out there light trying to make mine brighter than theirs. I'm just telling you, friends, if we stick to the Word of God and the Constitution, we're always going to be telling the truth. And at the end of the day, we're always going to be found bearing witness to that truth rather than what the CIA-controlled media feeds us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Who hasn't heard these words?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Half a century ago today, Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong makes history as the first human to touch the moon's surface. Speaking to reporters at the White House after a meeting with Apollo 11 astronauts, President Trump was asked about Boris Johnson being the leading candidate for UK Prime Minister.
I think Boris will straighten it out. I like Boris Johnson. I always have. He's a different kind of a guy, but they say I'm a different kind of a guy, too. We get along well. I think we'll have a very good relationship.
Trump also saying outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did a bad job with the Brexit disaster. Trump voicing confidence that Johnson would fix the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One 582 9933. Prime example, folks, played right into my hands. You heard during the break. By the way, we're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. What did you just hear during the break, friends? When the crowd began to chant about Ilhan Omar, send her back, send her back, send her back, Donald Trump throws his followers under the bus and said he didn't agree with what they did. Wait a second. Donald Trump starts the fire. They begin to emulate him, follow him, copycat him, as they are such, folks, his followers are such great chameleons, so they acted out the fact that they are chameleons. They're going to act just like those that they worship. And Donald Trump is who they worship. So the people copy Donald Trump, send her back, send her back. Donald Trump now throws them under the bus. I didn't agree with what they did. That was too much. And yet, when you watch the speech, Donald Trump's talking about her crimes. Hey, folks, how Ilhan Omar marries her brother, that's incest, that's against the law in the United States. We just found out her brother's a sodomite. How Ilhan Omar is engaging in immigration fraud. She's violating federal law. She's anti-Semitic. And now we find out that Ilhan Omar's daddy, along with other Somalia war criminals, are living in the United States of America illegally, and Donald Trump didn't agree with the law. That's exactly right. His followers went too far. They burned down the house that he started on fire. And then he throws them under the bus. I didn't agree with what they did. You are the one that led the way, sir. You started the fire. He talks about her crimes and her love for Al-Qaeda and how Americans have been killed by Al-Qaeda. But he says she needs to move. And if she doesn't like her, she can go back. Wait a second. If she's subversive towards American government, Mr. President, Commander-in-Chief, then you have her removed and others that are just like her. And I'm here to tell you, friends, this is a side note to what I'm telling you right now. And this is exactly what just played out during that break. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, and you can mark my words on it. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, they are just simply being used to bring America to a new level of criminal politicians. They're normalizing in your minds right now a new level of criminal representation, if you want to call them that. They're conditioning you to accept Ilhan Omar. They're conditioning you to accept Rashida Tlaib. They're conditioning you to accept Ocasio-Cortez. And what are they doing? What are they doing, friends? They're trying to tone down the rhetoric, as they say. Wait a second. Rhetoric or no rhetoric, the law is the law. And they're breaking the law. And the law, as I've said a million times, is always what's left out of sight and mind when it comes to what needs to be enforced. What happened to that rule of law, Donald Trump? What happened to the fact that you can do whatever you want to do with the DOJ? You're allowing subversives in government. You begin to call them out for their crimes against we the people. And then you tell the American people through the CIA-controlled media that you didn't agree with your followers when they copied what you said. Hey, folks, if that is not a show I don't know, again, how to explain it to you any other way as to this is nothing more than a bunch of actors and clowns in the circus of politics being used, friends, as the agenda goes forward right to the center of all this rhetoric, diverting you from what's really going on. Donald Trump is nothing more, friends, than the point man. And that's why the cameras are always on him, to keep your eyes on what he is saying. You know what he's talking about now, friends? Just a side note. He's talking about how he's going to build a big, beautiful wall. Just seen this morning. Wait a second. You've been saying this for 2 years, man. You've been saying this for 2 years. You are simply telling your followers what they want to hear. Show me the money, Mr. President. In metaphor, action speaks a lot louder than words, man. And this guy does nothing but talk about what needs to be done, and nothing is ever done. Nothing's ever done. Friends, do you not understand? My message is justice guards our liberty. I am for the law. I am for the principles of law. I am not for parties in any sense of the word. I am for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am for, like that of our forefathers, declaring, waving a flag, saying there is no king but King Jesus. That is the example that was set forth for Americans in this country, not to follow their favorite actors, friends. Because actors they are. Just seen this morning, as a matter of fact, since I'm on this little rant, did you see that there was 22 MS-13s that were busted for horrific crimes against Americans in California? Barbaric crimes, friends. To say the least, barbaric crimes. I'm doing live radio right now, and I'm looking for the feed that I posted, and it looks like it may have been removed from a live feed here. Let me add this while I'm looking for this. Watched a video yesterday concerning illegal immigration, and it's a video of the mother of a son that was killed by an illegal to Pelosi. I need to tell you the crimes that were committed against her son. It was a teenager that was in the United States of America that was here illegally from Mexico that beat her son up, that tortured her son, and she's one of many, she said. Then that illegal immigrant from Mexico, friends, took her son after he tortured this woman's son and pours gas on him and sets him on fire and kills him. She confronts on CNN, mother of son killed by illegal to Pelosi. Which one of your children is expendable for an illegal life? You know what Pelosi responded with? You got to listen to this, friends. The devil is in the details. Pelosi responds to the mother with illegal immigrants that are in sanctuary cities, which are unconstitutional, therefore rendered illegal. Okay? She said, Pelosi did, that immigrants that are in sanctuary cities are not lawbreakers. Can you make this up? Pelosi responds to this mother who lost her son to an illegal immigrant from Mexico who happened to beat her son to death, torture him, and then pour gas on him and light him on fire and confront Pelosi with the crimes of the illegals that they are, in fact, alluring into the United States of America on your dime. And she said, she didn't use the word illegal immigrants, she said immigrants. But I'm here to tell you, I'm adding the word illegal because they're here illegally. Illegal immigrants that are in sanctuary cities are not lawbreakers. This is the kind of rhetoric that they want you to feed upon. They want you to believe that they know better than anybody else as to what needs to be done in the country and who can run this country better than they. This is what they want you to accept, America. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is what constitutes a good Christian American soldier? I'm here to tell you, one that doesn't tolerate this. These folks, these people are criminals. They are endangering the lives of American citizens, and they are, in fact, favoring illegals over those that they swore to protect. This is all factual information. It's all factual information, friends. The other point that I wanted to make was the fact that the White House just now produced that they found 22 MS-13 gang members in California alone. Illegal gang members, 22. Okay, MS-13 gang members have been indicted in connection with a barbaric killing spree in California, which included, are you ready for this? It included shootings by illegals concerning American citizens in California, stabbings by illegals in California alone, dismembering of American citizens by MS-13 gang members in California alone, and cutting the hearts out of their victims. This was, folks, broadcast through the White House. This is the fruit that they're producing, is more dead Americans rather than enforcing the laws against the crimes. Well, good for them. 19 of the 22, friends, were in the United States of America illegally. But you got Donald Trump talking about how he's going to build that big, beautiful wall. It's exactly what he said this morning. He is merely pacifying you and appeasing you, America, while he is at the same time on the other side of the aisle. His friends over there are continuously alluring them into the country, endangering your lives and your family members. That's what is happening. And I'm not speculating in any sense of the word. I am giving you the facts of the matter, friends. And again, keep in mind, Donald threw his supporters under the bus. He starts the fire. The people, his followers, burn the house down in favor of the law, which was right. And then he denounces them the very next day. I didn't agree with what they did. Hey, folks, is this some sort of a game? I mean, when I think about those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, was it a game to them? No. What do we have? We have politicians in America playing games with our freedoms that were bought on the backs of others. John 15:13, right? Playing games. You know, when I look at our military that are fighting in many cases on constitutional wars, but let's say the constitutional wars, if we can find them, I see black men. I see white men that are best of friends. I see Mexicans. And I see Hmongs and Chinese and Japanese that call themselves Americans that are the best of friends fighting on the behalf of this country. And America, what do you tolerate over here? Nothing but a show of those that are desecrating the very price that's being paid to maintain our freedoms. And I say, America, shame on you if you're one of these. We need to correct the problem because we can see these people are not doing their job and they need to be removed and they need to be charged.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhill, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand. And divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6630. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I hope you're as angry about what's going on here as I am, because I am sick of the establishment. I mean, so many people in this country declare that they're sick and tired of the establishment. And what do we sit back and watch? Someone that refuses to enforce the law against the crimes. Hey, but I'll tell you what, friends, they're talking about going against Iran now. They got to deal with that evil dictatorship over there, right? They've been talking about this for, they forecasted this through General Wesley Clark 15 years ago, just for the record. We played the audio several times. This is all there to fill the pockets of the military-industrial complex. That's all. We've been warned about that since January 17, 1961, by President Eisenhower. Has anybody been paying attention to the fact, friends, that we have war after war? But we've been warned what they're about. Now they're talking about dealing with Iran. Friends, have you ever taken the time to think about this? They're talking about going after Iran. They got to clean those guys up, man. They got to fix that mess. Wasn't that the promise by this administration, was to deal with corruption within? And here we go. Once they get into power, they do the exact opposite. No, we got to go over to Iran now. They have an oil presence. We better deal with them. Just like Wesley Clark said, General Wesley Clark, if there was no oil presence, he said we wouldn't be there. Same thing with Iran. Same thing with Syria. Same thing with Afghanistan, drugs. But just keep listening to what they're telling you, friends, because you can rest assured when there's a war and another war and another war, it's not going to be them and their kids that go to fight those wars. And you know how you end wars, don't you? Send them. If it's a worthy war like our forefathers, hey, set the example, folks, they would go first. Not today. They just send your kids. And you somehow or another believe there's honor in this somehow. If it's a worthy war, let them go. Let them fight and bleed and die for oil. Because that's what it's about. Hey, folks, don't believe what I'm telling you. Talk to some of the guys that were over in Iraq. Talk to some of the guys that are over in Afghanistan. They think that they're doing the right thing, and then once they get over there, they come back and they find out that they're doing the wrong thing. And it was the media that fueled the minds of the American people that they're a bunch of devils, they're a bunch of lunatics and madmen, and we need to deal with them. And then they get over there and they find out that the opposite is true. And that's what happens. And by the way, that is why you are hated by so many countries today, friends, because of what you allow politicians to do to their countries. How about this president cleans the house the way he promised to in the United States of America? No, nope, that's not what they're doing. They're just putting on a show. You should just put a little tag right above Donald Trump, and it should say, National Enquirer minds need to know. I mean, because he sounds just like a stinking worst of the worst radio show host in the United States of America. He's nothing but a gossip, is what he is. And that's all he's there, dude, friends, is playing out the point, man. And, oh, we love our president. Oh, we just love him. What has he done? Everybody's talking about these three women that they're only promoting because that's exactly what's happening. Rashida Tlaib, it reminds me of when I was in Tampa Bay, friends. And I remember all the conservatives when they were fed that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are their man by the conservatives of the day. Until they pulled the curtain back after the fact. But we were told that Mitt Romney's the man. He's going to outdo Barack Hussein Obama. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. He's losing like crazy. And I had to go there on Radio Row and tell him he's not losing. He's winning. He's creating dependence, dummies. You're not paying attention to what he's doing. He's buying their votes with your tax dollars. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, is there ever a point where the American people are embarrassed for what they do? I talked to a friend of mine who's very prophetic. I shouldn't say a friend, but an acquaintance. And I said to him, you know what, I'm ashamed of what America's becoming. And he looked at me and he said, so am I, 15 years my senior. And he said, so am I. I said, I can't even believe that the people don't catch on to what's going on here. It's the same thing on a different day. And then they think that their man is actually going to do something different, only to find out after his 8 years and his 10 years up, only to find out that he did the opposite. They won't admit that, of course, because then they would be wrong, and they can't have that. So what they have to do now is cheerlead the next one that comes along, and then they're caught up, and things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And before you know it, America, your country's going to be completely gone. And then your legacy was going to be the fact that you had become the greatest fools known to mankind, not just in this generation or to your kids, but in the history of mankind. You have got the greatest, you've been given the greatest gift to mankind in 5,000 years. What are you doing with it? Okay, now we're talking about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier. One that knows the Word of God and one that knows what the Constitution says and lives it out. Okay, men follow courage. They don't follow titles, just for the record. Okay, and the greatest of leaders is Jesus Christ, and real leaders are followers of Jesus Christ, just for the record. But what I just highlighted over the last three segments, friends, Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, and he said beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government doctrine. Because that's all they work hand in glove. Look at the people concerning the evangelicals that Trump has around himself. Paula White, Jeffress, the list goes on. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, if he could have taken the baser sort, he couldn't have gone any further. These are lower than a snake's belly, friends. They couldn't go any lower than that. Go to 1 Corinthians 13:31, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Corrupt kings would always choose the baser sort, and they'd put them up as leaders because they wanted to lower the expectation of the people through their leaders. Okay? So just because people call themselves Americans and Christians doesn't make it so. What constitutes American Christians is, again, them living as American Christians. As to live as an American Christian, you must become one. John 7:17. And know the doctrine. And the way one becomes an American Christian is to be born again of the Spirit through repentance by the Holy Ghost, not of your will, but by the will of the Spirit. And knowing and living out the founding document in Scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:2. Without the knowledge of the founding documents in Scripture, how does one call themselves an American Christian? Hey, listen, friends, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? And what constitutes good here as an American Christian is one that holds to the doctrines and lives out in exhibition. Read Psalm 40, verse 8, Romans 3:31. Hebrews 10:16, Hebrews 8:10, also just coming to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost, is Isaiah 42:21. What constitutes a good Christian American is one that has his eyes open like the Gadsden flag. Don't close your eyes. Quit playing the fool to these men, friends, because things are getting worse. They're not getting better. Because you're putting up with the facade. You're putting up with their show. You're putting up with their smoke and mirrors. You're putting up with their shenanigans. They're cunning men. They're deceitful men. This administration is nothing, friends, but the fox guarding the chicken coop concerning what's going on and the corruption within. And things are getting worse. You know, what was interesting is after I highlighted those illegals concerning the MS-13 and 19 of them out of the 22 and their barbaric crimes against Americans in California, it was interesting to note that while that was taking place, Donald Trump again was appeasing the American people, talking about how he's going to build that wall. Folks, he's been talking about it for 3.5 years now. And I played the audio for you concerning the wish-washy promises coming from this administration and how much it was going to cost and who was going to pay for it. Well, guess what? In the same conversation that he was having, his talking points were not only to tell you, friends, that that wall, that big, beautiful wall is going to be built after 3.5 years. He was also talking about how he needed people coming into America from foreign countries because we need more workers. Are you listening to this? Because we know that within the United States of America, nothing has been stopped. It's only being fueled all the more. And again, the CIA-controlled media is there promoting those that are promoting an illegal agenda, giving the microphone over to the likes of those that mean to destroy this country. And it's for the American people to know that these people that are advocating un-American agendas are running antithetical to we the people. They are enemies of the United States of America. And we're not asking them to leave. We need to demand that they're deported. Okay? And for all those immigrants that want to come into the United States of America, do it legally. Because if, at the end of the day, we're all mutts anyways. We've all come from different parts of the country. But it's interesting, people that come in legally, they call themselves Americans. They don't call themselves Mexican-Americans. They don't call themselves Chinese-Americans or Syrian-Americans or Muslim-Americans. No, they call themselves Americans. We're in this together. And what unites us is the fact that we're one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Jesus' name. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.